At an early age, St. Francis of Assisi renounced all his worldly goods and became a wayfaring preacher. In his sermons and writings, and by the actions of his own life, he inspired his followers to lead lives of voluntary poverty and simplicity. The movement he began revitalized the church of the Middle Ages. His own love of creation was so great that numerous tales comment on his ability to converse with the birds of the air and the beasts of the forest. This story is called St. Francis and the Wolf of Jubio, from the book The Little Flowers of St. Francis. At a time when St. Francis dwelt in the city of Jubio, there appeared in the neighborhood an enormous wolf, terrible and ferocious, which devoured not only animals, but even men also, insomuch that all citizens stood in great terror because many times he had approached the city. And all carried arms when they went out of the city, as though they were going to battle. And yet, with all of this, if anyone met him alone, he could not defend himself against him. And for the fear of this wolf, it had come to pass that no one had the courage to go out of the city. Therefore, St. Francis had compassion on the men of the place and desired to go out to this wolf, although all the citizens together counseled him not to do so. And making the sign of the Most Holy Cross, he went out into the fields, he and his companions, all his confidence resting in God. And the others hesitating to go any further, St. Francis took his way to the place where the wolf was. And behold, seeing the many citizens who had come out to witness the miracle, the wolf made at St. Francis with open mouth. And when he had come near, St. Francis made on him the sign of the Most Holy Cross, and called to him, saying, "Come along, brother wolf, I command thee on the part of Christ that thou do no harm, neither to me nor to anyone." And oh wonder, immediately St. Francis spoke to him thus, "Brother wolf, you've done much damage in these parts, and many evil deeds, ravaging and killing the creatures of God without his permission, and not only killing and devouring the cattle, but having the hardihood to destroy men made in the image of God, for which cause thou dost deserve to be hung upon the gallows like a convict, as being a thief and the worst of murderers, and all the people cry out and murmur because of thee, and the whole neighborhood is hostile to thee. But, brother wolf, I would make peace between them and thee, so that thou offend no more, and they shall pardon thee all past offenses, and neither men nor dogs shall persecute thee more." At these words, the wolf, by the motions of his body and his tail and his eyes, and by inclining his head, showed that he accepted what St. Francis had said and was ready to observe it. "Brother wolf, since it pleases thee to make and to keep this peace, I promise thee that I shall have thy food given to thee continually by the men of this place, as long as thou shalt live, so that thou shalt suffer no more hunger. For I know well that it is hunger which made thee do all this evil. But since I have obtained for thee this grace, I desire, brother wolf, that thou shalt promise me never more to harm man or beast. Dost thou promise me this?" And the wolf, by inclining his head, made evident signs that he promised. And St. Francis said to him, "Brother wolf, I would have thee pledge me thy faith that thou wilt keep this promise, without which I cannot well trust thee." And St. Francis, holding out his hand to receive his faith, the wolf immediately lifted up his right paw and gently placed it in the hand of St. Francis, thus giving him such pledge of faith as he was able. Then St. Francis said, "Brother wolf, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ that thou come with me now without doubting of anything, and let us go and confirm this peace in the name of God." And the wolf obediently went with him like a mild and gentle lamb, which the citizens saw and marveled greatly. And immediately the news spread over the whole city, and all the people, men and women, great and small, young and old, thronged to the piazza to see the wolf with St. Francis. And all the people gathered together. St. Francis got up to preach, telling them, among other things, how it was on account of sin that God permitted such calamities. Much more terrible, he said, are the flames of hell, which the damned will have to endure eternally, than the fangs of the wolf, which cannot destroy more than the body. How much more, then, are the jaws of hell to be feared, when we see so many held in terror by the jaws of a little animal? Turn, therefore, beloved, to God, and do worthy penance for your sin, and God will deliver you now from the fires of hell. And the sermon ended. St. Francis said, Brother Wolf, who is here before you, has promised and pledged me his faith to make peace with you, and never to offend again in anything. And you will promise to give him every day that which is necessary, and I will make myself surety for him, that he will faithfully observe the treaty of peace. The people promised, with one voice, to feed him continually. And St. Francis before them all said to the wolf, And thou, Brother Wolf, dost thou promise to observe and keep the treaty of peace, that thou wilt not offend either man or beast or any creature? And the wolf knelt down and inclined his head, and by gentle movements of his body and his tail and his ears, showed as well as he could that he was willing to keep all that he had promised to them. Then said St. Francis, Brother Wolf, I desire, as thou hast pledged me thy faith to this promise outside the gates, wilt thou pledge me thy faith again before all the people, and not deceive me in this promise and guarantee which I have given for thee? Then the wolf, lifting up his right paw, placed it in the hand of St. Francis. Whilst this and the rest that has been told above was taking place, there was such joy and admiration among all the people, both through devotion to the saint, and through the novelty of the miracle, and on account of the peace made with the wolf, that all began to cry to heaven, praising and blessing God for sending them St. Francis, who by his merits had delivered them from the jaws of the cruel beast. And after this, the said wolf lived 2 years in Jubio, and went sociably into the houses, going from door to door without doing harm to anyone, or anyone doing harm to him, and was continually entertained by the people. And then as he went through the fields and lanes, never did any dog bark at him. Finally, after 2 years, Brother Wolf died of old age, after which the citizens grieved much. For whilst he went so gently about the town, they remembered the virtue and sanctity of St. Francis.